Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let's turn our attention to football for a minute. 8 minutes, in fact. It is time for football today.
Yes, guys, it is time. Let's do some college football here. We're going to go through some college football records that will never be broken. They went through a top 10 here, so I'm going to start with number 10. It is Nick Saban's run at Alabama. No upsetting him. The Crimson Tide won 100 consecutive games against unranked opponents under Saban. Went 14 years without losing a game to an unranked opponent. When he finally did, it was against Texas A&M October 9th, 2021.
I think it would just be Nick Saban in sum total. The portal, NIL, it's not going to allow you to be that good for that long and have that much depth.
Yes.
That much, you know, stacking of five stars.
No, you just hit it. It's the depth, because now second and third string guy is going to play at quote unquote lesser school. And that's how they got better. Because it used to be, it was just poverty. It was like the really rich and the really poor. It's like living in Las Vegas. There was no middle class.
Number 9 on their list is Patrick Mahomes' wizardry. Here it is. Playing through a separated shoulder, fractured left wrist he suffered in the first half, Mahomes set an FBS record with 819 yards of total offense. Completed 52 of 88 passes for 734 yards.
Is this the Oklahoma State game?
This is, yes.
Yeah, I remember. God, I'm a loser.
Yeah.
I remember. I remember this.
You're not a loser. You just have a very good memory.
This was big. If you could, in the history books, after Rico has killed this sport, in the museum, there will be a black and white video of this game, and all it'll be labeled is peak Big 12. It was insanity.
No, you just have a great memory. Like, does your wife often look at you and be like, but you can't remember to take out the trash, but you can tell me this mascot?
But I do remember.
No, I'm just saying.
How dare you?
She just looks at, but that you remember.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Well,
number 8 is Marcus Allen's amazing run. Yes, we remember his Heisman year where he rushed for 2342.
Rico does.
But, okay.
It's true.
But the record that won't be broken is that season, he jumped out and started the season with 5 straight 200-yard games.
Wow.
A streak that has been 44 years since.
Wow.
So. Yeah.
Did you ever press pass any of those games?
Yeah, I did. I got it laminated. I'll bring it in tomorrow. Happy Juneteenth.
That'll never get broken. Not in today's game.
No. Next.
No, I don't think so, because teams are going to have to start playing better caliber teams. So even if you loaded up on cupcakes, and let's just say 3 of those games were against nobodies, you then had to play somebody good. So
let me ask you a question here for this next one before I get to it. If a guy returns a punt return, you're probably going to maybe kick it away from him. If he returns 2, kick it out of bounds, he never gets it. Well, how about 3? Because that's what Antonio Perkins did in 2003. He returned 3 punt returns for 84, 74 yards, and 65 yards in Oklahoma's win against UCLA.
Yeah, never. Never, especially in today's game now. I mean, the art of punting, the ability to sky the ball, kick it out of bounds. You're seeing the rugby punts. Those aren't returnable 7 out of 10 times. No, David, you're right. You're right. Hey, listen, the simplest thing to do is just not to kick it to a dangerous punt returner. It's still the most upset I've ever been at a Giants game, ever in my life. 2 words, Matt Dodge. Instructed, do not kick it to DeSean Jackson. Just put it anywhere. Do not kick it to DeSean Jackson. What happened?
Kicked it to
DeSean Jackson. He returns the punt. They win the game. And Matt Dodge goes down in infamy.
Because what I'll never understand is, like, as you said, I'd rather you just take a knee. Because at least they'll have to go 40 yards to score. Never. Never. I mean, but I've always said, David, if you burn me once, yeah, but I'm going to tell my punter, this is the quickest way to lose your scholarship, okay? I don't really come over there and tell you what to do during the day because I don't know what you do. But right here, right now, if that guy touches the ball, you're off scholarship.
So currently, the official NCAA sack record is Terrell Suggs at Arizona State with 24 in 2002. Well, before the stat was ever recorded, 1988, Derek Thomas had 27 sacks.
Jeez.
That year. Of course, he won the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, 39 tackles for loss.
You know what? Here's what I would comp this to, and Rico will know this. It's a lot like the tackle stat. That wasn't tracked in the old days. So there was a Michigan State player back in the day whose father, so Josh Thornhill's dad, Mad Dog Thornhill, right. The word is he had like 83 tackles in a game. Ridiculous. Right. I have no reason to doubt you, David, and no, neither of those will get broken.
No, I'm with you. I don't even, yeah. I don't think Suggs will get touched, no. Let alone Derek Thomas.
But you know what I mean. It's like a lot of these stats, they weren't tracked. You'll never touch the real record from when they weren't tracked.
Right.
You're exactly right. Well, this one was tracked, and this one's not a great record. It is throwing interceptions. Florida quarterback John Reeves threw an NCAA record 9 interceptions on 66 pass attempts.
That's unbelievable.
That will never happen again.
1969.
Simply because unless he is the only quarterback you have other than the backup punter, you're just going to pull him. After the fourth interception, son, like maybe you should sell insurance.
Before my time, but I know you were at the game and there's no jokes here. Michael Taylor for Michigan. Didn't he throw seven against State?
Six or seven, yeah.
How the hell was he still in the game?
I think that's all they had.
Okay, then.
Once again, if you're down, I mean, think about it last year with Michigan. If all you had was Orgy and he's throwing interceptions, what else are you going to do?
Not seven of them. Not in today's world.
That's wild.
But fans will riot.
Right, at that point, we're going Wildcat.
Number four on this list. So when you average 250 yards rushing a game, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Well, back in 1971, Oklahoma averaged 472.4 rushing yards per game.
Will never happen again because it's a passing game. Back then, it was about – I used to – Oklahoma could literally pull the – this is where we're going to do. This is the play we're going to run. We're going to run right there, okay? You're not going to stop us. We're going to tell you what to do, and you couldn't.
I disagree with that, but okay.
Mike, you couldn't.
The wishbone and the way they ran that, you couldn't ever figure out where the damn ball was.
See, I think they had enough players, and they had offensive linemen then. Yeah, we'll tell you. It's going to him. No three-car mind. It's going to him. You still can't stop it.
So number three is similar to Saban in an era where things were different. Florida State had a lot of talent in this era. Well, they finished top five in every AP poll from 1987 to the year 2000.
Wow.
Top five.
See, I didn't even know that.
That really?
Remarkable. And once again, it's right with the Saban one that Rico and I talked about. Never will be done again.
That's Bobby Bowden.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to stack the talent necessary, have the senior and upperclassmen leadership necessary. Untouchable.
And plus the ACC, I don't think was that great either.
Where's Barry on this?
Well, that's next.
Oh, all right.
That's I was next. Wondering myself.
Because that's the one.
Well, that's number two, and we're going to add to it because we know what he rushed for. Ashton Jeanty was, you know, kind of trying to get that last year.
Well, he had, what, 2,600?
He had 2,600. Barry is 2,628, but that was an error where they did not count the stats from the bowl game.
Correct.
So technically, Barry would have been 2,850.
Do you know the season no one talks about? Like, first of all, it won't get broken. I mean, Jeanty had, I'm spitballing, I think it was something like 370 carries last year, okay? That alone is never going to get touched again. But the one, if the guy who deserves the award more than Jeanty, more than Barry, 1996, Troy Davis at Iowa State.
Oh.
He was on the worst team in the old Big 8, Big 12. Had no help. He had like 450 carries for 2,300 yards. I don't know how he wasn't in a wheelchair. But
and that's why he never made it really big in the pros because no, he was dead.
But
I thought you were going to say
LaDainian Tomlinson. Had bigger shoulder pads than Eddie George.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say LaDainian Tomlinson. Was it?
LaDainian had the biggest single game. Didn't he have like 400 against UTEP?
I think you're close.
That's back when they ran like the option and they were all the pitch plays and LaDainian just boom right up the sideline. But Troy Payne, dude, in that Big 12 with Colorado, with Nebraska, and with Mizzou.
Did not win the Heisman either, did he?
No, because Iowa State wasn't even on TV. I'll tell you what, go find the highlights. It looks like it was shot on someone's camcorder.
Well, speaking of, the final one is from an era of 1953 to 1955. 47 consecutive wins for Boomer Sooner.
Yeah, won't happen. You just can't. Parodies too much. The NIL. No, that's an easy one.
David, I don't think a team will hit 20 consecutive wins. I don't think you can go two full seasons undefeated anymore.
And that is your College Football Blitz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, according to Rico Beard, MSU has canceled basketball season. Some transfer they got blew his knee up.
Really? This is what we're doing?
No, I just gave the breaking news. You told me the season's over, so I'm just reporting it to the people.
No. Eeyore over here said the season was over. I just simply said it's official that Caleb Glenn. The
season never started.
It's done for the year.
And that was their best injury. Transfer.
Yeah, but it's not like they didn't have talent on the team.
They don't have Final Four talent.
So that's the opposite of Michigan, because Michigan's going to win it all, I've heard.
Yes, and you know what, David? Shame on me for relaying any news Michigan State related to Michael.
What? All right.
Shame on me. I should know better. I'm putting myself in the penalty box.
That's right.
I'm throwing a flag on myself. Why? I tried.
I'm going to get to the people. David will get some ticket texts. I have a special, because we're approaching the halfway point of baseball. I have a special by the numbers. Baseball edition. So if people haven't been paying attention, we're in mid-June now, right? People are starting to get out to the ballpark. They realize, wait, the Tigers are really good. I'm going to give you 10 water cooler stats. Okay. By the numbers. But here's the catch. You hyenas got to guess.
Guess the numbers?
Yeah, I'm going to make you feel stupid, and then I'm going to enlighten you. Mm. It's like a gift.
And you know what? David?
That's what David does at Mass every Sunday.
No, David, welcome to your angry who said it. 32.
Hey. Just wait. Hey, I've already started work on this for summer. In August, when I get back from Saratoga, we are going to do a reprisal of Who Am I? College Football Edition.
Oh, the game I'm horrible at.
Right. Oh, revenge is coming. But I remember height of the pandemic, and his office was still closed, and we were doing the countdown to Big Ten, and I did a couple of Big Ten legends, and Rico wanted to go like Freddy Krueger through the phone and like choke me because he's like, that guy's not a legend. I'm like, Chris Darkins is a legend.
Legendary center. What? He snapped the ball well. Never fumbled it.
What is Tyler Linderbaum? All right, let's get to the people. I'm going to give Dennis the last word on Eiserman, and then we'll get the text. Dennis? The floor is yours, sir.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
For a bunch of guys that don't know what they're talking about, you've been dead on with everything today.
thank you.
But one thing that we let Eiserman slip on, and look, this isn't Tampa Bay anymore, so we have to stop giving him credit for Kucherov and Stamkos and Braden Point, because those guys don't play for the Red Wings. And what we have in Detroit, Raymond was a good pick. Sider is a good pick. But neither one of them are superstars. And I'm tired of listening to Mickey Redman and all the other yahoos, who I used to respect because they used to do a good job. But now it's North Korea. And we have to say that every player that plays for the Red Wings is great. Casper is, we don't know yet. And I'm tired of hearing the emergence of Marco Casper. The guy had 19 goals and 18 assists. Back when the Red Wings were good, he wouldn't have been in the lineup every night. And if you take him and compare him to Daniel Sprong, Just look those two guys' numbers up back to back. Sprong was a bum and we got rid of him. Casper is this great player. We don't have a lot of great players coming up through the pipe. If the Finnish kid was any good, he'd have been here last year helping us get into the playoffs down the stretch. Because if he can't replace Hall or Gustafsson or even Albert Johansson or Petrie in our lineup, then maybe he's not as good as they're hyping him. And you guys have already made the point on Kosa. Where is he? Why do we have Leaky Lion and Mrazek?
Well, I think, Dennis, let me explain a few of these things. First of all, I think you're being a little unfair to Casper. He's young. He's a two-way forward. I thought he was fine enough. There's a lot of potential there. I'm not going to turn him into a star, but fine enough. I think you could say they have a franchise forward on projection that Lucas Raymond could develop into that. Look, Sandin Pelikka or any prospect you want to complain about, I wouldn't put it on the kid to say, well, if they're not good enough. They have a glacial pace that they move at with their youth.
Yeah.
Look, Pelikka is going to be one of the only redeeming qualities of watching this team early, unless they have a bold off season, because no, he does need to be impactful. He needs to be a force early. And that's hard to do. Like the Hudson kid from Montreal walks into the league, and I know he's 4 feet tall and it's a totally different kind of player, but he walks into the league and he's like, whoa, who the hell's this guy? Yeah, you need that from Pelikka. But I can't blame the young players necessarily. Like, I don't blame Okosa. I blame the franchise. They just move at a
right because here's
a crawl.
Because here's the thing. When they were out of it, I just kind of figured, okay, you know what? You bring Okosa up for the last couple of games, and let's see what you got, kid. Let's see you going up against NHL talent.
We talked about it at Christmas. You remember those shows? He came up for the one game. Yeah. Team kind of rallied around him. He played all right. I go, why not give him a run for 3-4 games headed into the break?
Yeah.
No. David Ticket Text.
The Iserbots need to just admit he's done a bad job and needs to overhaul most of the front office. He's made no improvements that have resulted in a better team after 7 years. Problem is, there's no arguing with most of these people. Justin in Brighton.
Justin, all I would tell you is, okay, we're not a polling station, but we're here every day and we're pretty connected with you guys. And look, I would say 3 of every 4 Red Wing fans is not a bot. I think you're going to have your loyalists. I think their loyalty is clearly based and they love their team. They desperately want to win and they love Steve Yzerman.
And I think the number of bots have dwindled over the years.
Yeah, and maybe it's approaching, instead of 3 of every 4, it's 4 of every 5. Like, you're right. The number's going down. You're always going to have loyalists. Hell, when the Tigers were at the bottom of the barrel, you'd get Alavila apologists. It's the way of the world.
Heck, when the Lions were 0-16, people still bought season tickets.
He wins. There's no point in me speaking.
The 2020.
That was just right here. Good night.
The 2025 Iser plan better involve kidnapping Sam Bennett. Otherwise, I'm out.
But you also have to be careful with a guy like Sam Bennett. You know, Sam Bennett turned into this machine in the playoffs and scoring all these big goals. It's like,
be careful
being the team that pays him.
You ask me, what can he do? Nothing. He lost me already. There's nothing he can do.
Well, I don't think that's fair, but okay. There's always something. Winning will happen. You'll be back in the fold. It's just about... Maybe the fairness of it is you saying nothing he does this summer will get me back. Only the product on the ice will. That is fair. But I have a hard time saying those are mutually exclusive of each other.
Well, no, that's why I threw the option out there. Do you just need to see a deep Stanley Cup run in order to say, okay, he's back? I don't want to see anything this summer means nothing. Win games.
No, I need this summer. I do.
And as I say, some people,
guilty.
Some people need to see the summer, and some are like, you know what? Don't care. I need to see you actually have a Stanley Cup run. Not even win the cup, but be competitive, be interesting, be fun.
Anything less than a huge splash in free agency over the summer, I have lost all confidence in Steve Yzerman.
I'll tell you one thing I need, and it's not exciting. It's not sexy. I need to see him admitting mistakes and cleaning up this roster, meaning putting assets and attaching them to dead bodies and getting them out of here. And whether it's the cops of the world, whether it was the Petrie type stuff, whether it's the Tarasenko deal, get them out. Open the cap space. You know what? We don't really need you using many more picks. The cupboard is pretty stocked. I'm not interested in who you're going to draft this year that'll be ready in 2031. That, to me, would be positive growth. Admit the mistakes. Don't keep trotting them out there. Give McLennan a real shot, and let's go. I know that's not a... You're like, wait, you'll be excited if he attaches a second-round pick to... Because he will be admitting a mistake.
Yeah.
That's depressing. I feel guilty for even saying that now.
I don't have a drop board, but if I did, it would be the chair drop.
No, it's okay. All right. Do you want to buy the numbers?
Yeah.
I want people walking to the ballpark tonight. They're going to be bragging. I got numbers for you. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Do you want hints for this? Can I offer you hints so you don't feel bad about yourself?
No, I think you just want to make us feel bad about ourselves.
Noted.
You're in that mood today.
We're going to bury Rico and David next. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, we're going to have a little fun here. Halfway point of baseball.
You're going to have some fun.
I'm going to have a great time. But look, people really starting to get out to the ballpark. Baseball season in earnest begins, yes, opening day, but when the kids are out of school and you go, wow, we got a good baseball team. So let me give you kind of an almost halfway point. By the numbers. David. All right, I'm going to give you a number. And I'll give you two some hints, but these are going to be the numbers, people. You're going to be the bell of the ball talking baseball with your friends. Are you ready, Mr. Rico Beard?
All right, let's go.
Mr. David Hall.
No, I'm not, but okay.
The number, 454. Now, I'm going to give you some hints here. This is a brand name player that the number is associated with. It's not a batting average.
Duh.
And no. It's not an OPS for futility. 454. Do you know what that number means? And I'll give you credit if you get anywhere close. Offensive stat.
454.
Not a distance of a home run.
Aaron Judge.
Warm. Come on.
On base percentage.
No. But you're not bad, and I'm not making fun of you. It's Aaron Judge's batting average on balls in play. If Aaron Judge hits the baseball in the field of play, batting average of balls in play, 454.
Just walk him every time.
That's the Barry Bonds.
Okay, ready? 1.89. Now here's your hint. It's a pitcher. Here's another hint. He's in town.
Paul Skenes?
Yes. This is Paul Skenes' ERA over his first 38 career starts. 1.89.
Okay. David, I don't feel as bad.
I still do. But
there's a rake.
It's coming.
No. What?
No, go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Oh, we got help.
By the numbers. Evan Jenkins joining us in a fashion polo. Evan, what can I do for you?
I had the first two, so I figure I might as well jump in.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Here we go. 22%. Now, here are your hints. 22%, this is an overall league stat, and it's an offensive stat. Blank happens 22% of the time. There's your hint.
Offensive stat.
Blank happens 22%.
Don't look at me.
Player, American or national?
This is a league stat.
Oh, just a league stat.
Everybody.
I'm going to guess the K rate on a changeup.
Okay, I'm going to give Evan points for this. If you would have just stopped at K rate. That is the league average strikeout rate.
Okay.
22% of at-bats in Major League Baseball end in a strikeout, which is almost double what it was in 1981. 22%. That's why baseball is hard to watch for a lot of people. The ball doesn't get put in play. All right, here we go, boys. Ready? 160. 160. Here are your hints on the fly so Rico doesn't label me a bad person.
Oh, too late.
You got out of bed this morning.
Whoops. That was what the construction and these roads did. Here we go.
And you don't know hockey.
At all. 160 is a projection. A player is on pace for this. 160, offensive stat, not RBIs.
That's what I was going to guess. Okay.
Wow. Riley Green strikeouts.
No.
That'd be too low.
He's on pace for more than that.
Yeah.
Riley Green's on pace for 200 of those.
Yeah, he strikes out 31% of the time. So it's more than that. Yeah.
Shot at this. Okay.
It's just one player, you're saying?
This is a singular player's projection of blank stat.
I'm going to say, have you used a player twice? Could this be Skeen strikeouts for the year?
No, it's an offensive stat.
Ooh, 160. And it's not RBI.
Let me just give it to you. Can I just do this so we can get a few more in? This is the projected pace for Shohei Ohtani's runs scored.
Oh, my God.
160. Ohtani right now has scored 45% of the time he's reached base.
Unicorn.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. All right, here we go. Here we go. Ready? 6.86%.
6.86.
Is this league-wide?
6.86.
Percent. Blank happens 6.86% of the time. Here we go.
I'm going to say home run rate.
No. Hold on. Let me give you a hint. 6.86% of the time when someone's on base.
Ooh, a stolen base?
Close. An attempt. Despite the rule changes, only 6.86% of the time does a player being on base result in an attempt.
The expectation was they were going to attempt even more.
Well, yep. Ellie De La Cruz can't play for everybody. Two steps and he's
fair.
There.
That's fair.
Also fair. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
39. By the number. 39.4%.
39.4%.
This is an outcome of offense. Blank happens 39.4% of the time.
When you score first.
No.
That you don't score a run when a runner gets on.
Also, no.
I'm going to say something with Scooble.
Oh, no. That you win a game if you hit a home run.
Okay, you're the closest.
Whoa.
39.4% is the percentage of runs that are generated from home runs in Major League Baseball.
That goes with the strikeout rate.
Don't look at the clock. This is fun. Keep going.
Oh. Okay, that's not how this business works. All right, here we go. 61.
Roger Maris.
No, but you're getting somewhere. This is a current player's home run pace. Hint, it's not Aaron Judge, and it's not Ohtani.
It's Riley. Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh's home run pace right now for the Mariners. He's on pace for 61.
Oh, so Dingler shouldn't be the All-Star starter.
Oh, my.
They should.
Okay, that's inflammatory. All right, here's another projection one. Ready? 42 and 51. This is a player's projected home run and steals pace. And I'll give you one more hint. They play in the National League.
I was going to guess Witt. Okay.
Cruz?
That changes it.
No.
O'Neal Cruz.
No.
Just changed
Ohtani.
No. They were here. How about this? The Tigers beat this team, and this team erupted over umpiring in all three games.
Oh, it's the Cubs. It's Pete Crow Armstrong.
PCA. Pete Crow Armstrong on pace for 42 bombs, 51 steals. All right, last one.
The Tigers beat everybody, Mike. Come on.
Well, they're good.
Tigers, all right, here we go. Again.
Ready? 76. This number represents a pace for the amount of players to accomplish something this year. 76. And it's not an offensive stat.
Oh.
Okay, David, that was your soul leaving your body. You okay?
I was going to guess players that have over 100 RBI, but whatever. Now I can't.
Not an offensive stat.
Could it be
players on pace to do blank?
Fielding percentage over 95?
No, think pitching.
Strikeouts.
Pitching, but not strikeouts. No. Think about something we complain about in the league all the time that pitchers don't do anymore.
Complete game?
Oh. Yeah, I was about to say.
How about this? Because we're running out of time, and I want to give you the answer.
Oh, I know. Pitch over 100 pitches.
You're so close. Swap that for innings. Oh. 76 pitchers are on 200. Pace to pitch. No, yeah, right. To pitch at least 162 innings.
Oh. Okay.
But there's only 76 of them.
Jeez.
Wow. Times have changed.
You're kidding me.
By the numbers.
My arm hurts. Don't care. Here, finish the game.
Last one. 126. Rockies losses. Okay. That's by the numbers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.